Hi speakers, how are you guys doing? I hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. This is episode 69. I'm super excited. This is our Sunday solo episode. And today I'm just coming here randomly speaking, bro. I feel like having to record two episodes a week is exhausting, especially alone, because I feel like I sometimes run out of things to talk about, because if I start talking about everything that's happening in my life, everything, like, it's exhausting. It may not be as interesting or helpful to anyone listening, but today I've picked up this mic on this Sunday. By the way, this episode is supposed to be released today, but today this is just a random episode, like no research, no nothing, just a heart-to-heart conversation about what I'm feeling currently, and I hope it encourages someone out over there. Because, by the way, why I'm doing this, because these solo episodes are about to come to an end. I think I have like 4 episodes. There's a project I'm working on. Let me tell you guys, let me give you the exclusive officially. So there's a project I'm working on. It's concerning the podcast on what's your unspoken story. So I think I've reached a point in my life where I feel like unspoken is bigger than me. Unspoken can't just be about me just speaking over here every Wednesday and Sunday. It's bigger than me. So I'm throwing it over to the audience, to the listeners, to everyone out there who wants to share their story here on the podcast. So the project is what's your unspoken story. It's gonna be a series, actually. I want it to be, that's the what I wanna start working on. I was supposed to work on it, when August started, but the APVA and whatnot. By the way, I hope you guys have voted for me. Today is 11th and APVA voting closed yesterday. So I hope you guys are voting, had voted for me, and I'm just crossing my fingers. I hope we bring this home. I hope I win. I just hope I win. I really need to win this. It means so much to me. So crossing our fingers anyway. So yeah. That's what's up. What's your unspoken story? I want to start pushing it out there to tell people to share and just allow now submissions, people to submit, people who want to be part of the podcast. So if you're listening to this and want to share your story, share your unspoken story here on the pod, you can share it anonymously. Don't be scared. You can share it anonymously. You can share it. It doesn't matter. So if you want to share a story, by the time this episode, I think next week, that's when the poster will be out, and then I'm going to put the link. So if you're listening to this, if you know someone who has a story, they want to share, anyone, individuals. So yeah, couples, individuals, everyone, groups, everyone. Yeah. So yeah, just share the link. I'm going to update you guys. Just check out our social media handles, Unspoken Podcast KE, and we know it. You're going to get all the full days. Remember, check out my vlogs on YouTube. I'm so consistent with vlogs. Like, editing vlogs is so easy. And editing audio, honestly, I hate editing audio. Like, it's so hectic. It's so hard to edit audio. And I hate editing audios. But when it comes to vlogs, vlogs are so easy to edit. Vlogs are so easy to work with. But you gotta do what you gotta do. So check out my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. Like, share, subscribe. So today I'm just here. Random, bro. Random. Because I was like, it's like 7 a.m. I feel exhausted, and I have to record this episode and post today. So this is a random episode. This is just what I'm feeling, what's on my mind. So lately I've been thinking, in fact, before I started recording this, I was just going through my notebooks. I have several notebooks. If you're not new here, you know that. I'm always writing. I'm someone who always writes up my ideas. I'm always, like I even told you, I think last episode or previous episode, like where I sleep, my bed has like a notebook beside it and a pen always there. So I'm always someone who writes down my ideas. I like writing down my ideas. I like journaling a lot. Like each month whenever I start a month, I have to set monthly goals for each month. Okay, I'm not saying that I'm overachiever. No. This is peer pressure. This is pressure. Anyway, like, it's not a matter of just being an overachiever or being at the better person. No, Writing is powerful, guys. And this is not the first time I've said this on the pod. Writing is powerful. Writing ideas down, I feel like it's half, like you've already manifested it. If you write it down, it's like you've already, you're halfway there to achieving that thing, to getting that thing that you want. So, sorry. This mic is so sensitive. I don't know if you guys have noticed. It has good quality, but it's so sensitive. But I hope the quality is nice. Yep. So, what was I saying? My train of thought just left me. What was I saying? Oh, about writing. So yeah, I was going through my notebooks. I have like 3 notebooks from the past 3 years. I was just going through them since when I finished campus. Yeah, from 2022. I have notebook. I was just checking out my notebook from 2022, 2023, and this year 3. And then I was just looking at how I've been. I wrote my ideas. I mean, back in 2022 when I finished campus. Yeah. When I graduated, I was so hungry. I was so hungry for success. I was just like, I want to be that girl again. Like, I was pushing myself. I even got emotional just checking out my notebook and reading the things. I had goals. I had plans. And funny thing is that I actually did almost 3/4 of all those things. In fact, if not all, I did almost all, like 3/4 of the things I had written down, I managed to achieve them, actually. It's so funny. And at the time, I was so broke. If I even go back to think how broke I was so broke. And I achieved those things with nothing. Like, I had nothing at my disposal. And I did everything I could to achieve those things. Because nowadays, I feel like I've relaxed a bit. I don't know. I feel like I've relaxed a bit. And that's what I just want to talk about today. The power of chasing your dreams. Like, just chasing, taking the leap and chasing your dreams. That thing is so underrated. Like, that power, that urge, that thing, you get to learn a lot about yourself. You get to discover a lot of things about yourself. You get to go through a lot of phases in your life. And you're just like, why? Why am I doing this? Like, am I even chasing the right dream? Like, is it a must? Sometimes I sit somewhere, I'm just like, with this podcast, of course, because this is the main thing that I'm doing. I always tend to say, unspoken is my legacy. So if I give up now, so in the next 3 years, when I'm in my 30s, I get to regret and say like, maybe now unspoken I would have done this with the podcast. I would have done this with this. I doubt myself constantly now. Like, is doubt even the right word? I feel like there's a battle. There's a conflict within my inner self. Where I'm thinking, should I continue chasing this dream? Just chase. Is it worth it? Kuna times even I have these like bad thoughts. I'm feeling like, anyway, we'll all die. Like, we will all die. We are here for a season. Like, why am I even, like, I'm going so hard on these things. Sometimes I don't even see the actual results that I really want. But I go so hard, and even actually, I just end up asking myself, like, why are you putting so much effort in all this? And isn't it to the dunya? Like, these are just things that I'm going to just leave them over here when I die. I don't even know when I'm going to die. Like, it's so creepy, you know. But I constantly have those inner battles within myself when I'm doing these things. But then there's this other side, this other battle, the inner, the positive side where I'm like, it gives me a purpose. It's like I feel fulfilled when I do this. There's that satisfaction of feeling like I'm doing something, like something bigger than myself. I'm part of something that is bigger than myself. There's that part. So that part comes with just chase. Continue chasing. Keep, like, take the leap. Just continue chasing those dreams. It's gonna be worth it. Like, what is life without chasing your dreams? Like, you don't have dreams. You're just living. You're just there. Is that life? Like, I always think, okay, I have money. I have a job. I have money. I can pay my bills without stress. Why am I chasing this dream? it's your passion. And then you're like, it doesn't earn you an income directly or ever. You just, I've been, honestly, that's what has been on my mind lately. But the best part about this is when someone out there listens and they're like, bro, I look up to you. I look like your answer, like I look up to, like those little details, like I look up to you. Those things, when I remember those people who tell me that, like, I look up to you. I admire what you have achieved with your podcast. I love your journey. I love listening to your podcast. Only that, it just takes one person. For me, it always just takes one person to get me back on the mic to be like, sis, just chase. Take the leap. Just chase those dreams. Because you're going to be in your 30s, your 40s. Okay, you had a job. You sustained yourself. You sustained your family. You're in your 40s. Now you're maybe thinking of retiring. And then you feel empty. That's the worst thing. Feeling empty. Especially when you're in your 40s, when you're 30s. Or just at any point in life, you're just feeling empty. Like, I wish I could go back and do this. That's the worst thing I don't want to do. When I think about that maybe I'll regret when I give up. I feel like I stop recording the pod. And then 3 years down the line, I'll be like, if I had done this, I would be here. That is the most scariest part. If I think about that, I just pick my mic, bro. Atakama sina topic ya kuongelea. As much, even though I feel like I'm not even in a good place to talk to you guys, I'll pick my mic, bro. I will pick my mic and talk. Like today, I didn't plan, by the way, for this episode, honestly. I didn't write notes. I didn't do any research. I'm just speaking from my heart, what's on my mind. Because, sorry, okay, I still have a cold. It's so cold right now. Like, it's bad. I have a serious cold. So excuse my voice. Yeah. That happens. The constant battles within ourselves when we're chasing our dreams. The doubting yourself. Thinking you're not good enough. Thinking, is it even gonna come true? Like, I don't see any signs. Like, nitatoka blocked when... Like me, honestly, me always have big dreams. I have the biggest. I have big dreams for the pod. I mean, even sometimes I dream and think I'm like, okay, sis, cut. Cut. Like, bro, it's crazy. But that's what makes me feel alive. It gives me a purpose. Because I'm thinking, okay, I have a job. I can do this. My life is just about me, my job, waking up, going to my job, paying my bills, eating. Maybe it's scary. I'm scared of living a normal life. I don't know. Me want to live an adventurous, crazy, like in the movies. I wanna live that life. Like find dangerous love, be consumed with love. Travel the world, like live dangerously. Like I want to live dangerously. I don't want to be safe. I don't want to live safe. Like me, I have my a safe job. I can pay my bills on time. I can support my family. I'm good. I'm like, that's my life. I love my life that way. Okay, it's a simple good life, but I want to live dangerously. I want to live a big life, because at the end of the day, we're not here forever. So those are the things that keep me alive. Like, no, there has to be more. I'm bigger than this. I have to be part of something big. There has to be something. Like, I have to be part of something bigger than myself. I have to look back years and say, I lived my life to the fullest. I did all those things that I've always wanted to do. That's the satisfaction of life. That's when me nikifika 40, I'm just like, guys, I did everything I wanted to do. I'm doing it now. I'm not doing now. No procrastinating. Chase and chase. Like even this unspoken project, I have been postponing it for a long time. But now I'm doing it. So guys, submit your unspoken stories. I want to travel the whole country and pick stories. Atakamoko Samburu, I will come. Yeah. across the world. I'm collecting stories. I want to do this series. I want to do it big. I want to push myself. It has to be worth it. It has to be impactful at the end of the day. Because I was telling you guys, as much as I was telling you guys the last episode, how I think half of the things I planned for the pod this year, I've not done them yet. As much as I don't know if I'm going to do all those things, but this unspoken project, I'm starting it now. I'm collecting stories. So just chase and chase and chase. That's what I came to tell you guys here today. Take that leap. Chase. Just chase, bro. There's no point giving up. Like, have friends. I have friends, by the way, who are musicians. A lot of friends who are artists, even podcasters like me. From way back when I was in Maseno Uni, when I was still a uni student, there were friends when Tuliko Wasani, I had friends who are musicians, rappers, dancers, podcasters like me. We used to grind together. And some of them fell off. Like, some of them actually stopped chasing their big dreams, stopped recording music. And I don't blame them. It's hard to chase dreams. It's so hard. It's exhausting. It's just so hard. It's a journey. Like, when I say success is a journey, it's a long journey. So it's so hard. But there's nothing easy in this world. Nothing comes easy. Like, okay. Last episode, you guys heard how I was hyping up Vampire Diaries, guys. And honestly, I'm obsessed. Have you ever watched a movie until you finish the movie and you feel like you're just I'm in that movie universe? Like, now, I'm in Mystic Falls, like, my life right now. Like, when I finish the series, I'm like, what do I do with my life? I can't even watch another series now because I'd be like disrespecting Vampire Diaries. Me, I'm intense like that. I'm deep like that with what I watch. I'm so deep. Because when I watch a series and I get so involved, in the character's life, I'm like, I'm deep like that. Until when I finish watching it, I feel like, what am I going to do with my life right now? Like, watching Vampire Diaries, like, oh my God, you guys, you don't know what it has done to me. One thing about me, I will hype something. When I like something, I will hype it up. I will hype it up. So if you want to watch Vampire Diaries and like Supernatural, take it from me. Go and watch that series. Like, I just finished watching it today. I finished watching it actually yesterday at 4 a.m. And I've repeated the last scenes. Now I'm on YouTube. I'm on TVD TikTok right now. All my TikTok algorithm is just Vampire Diaries. Instagram is just Vampire Diaries. YouTube, everything. Like, I've gone way back to their interviews. The one, you know, this series, when I was telling you guys, they started shooting it on 2009. You know, 2009, I was in class 5, bro. I was in class 5 in 2009. And these people were doing this beautiful project. They were chasing this, like, they were part of this big thing, this show. And me, I was unaware back in 2009, I was in class. And then I come to watch it 15 years later, and it impacts me like this. That's what it means. That's what I mean when I say chase your dreams. Be part of something bigger than yourself. Because you're not here forever, bro. Be part of something bigger. Live a full life. Me, I just want to live a vibrant, full life. Like, a dangerous life. Imagine, like, living normally, living just for living. That's being dead for me. That's just, like, dying, bro. So, yeah. Give yourself grace. Take the leap. Continue chasing. Keep at it. Keep going. Keep going. Keep growing. Is it? I've forgotten. So that was something. But yeah. But I just wanted to tell you guys today. That's what me. I always doubt myself with the podcast. Sometimes I'm like, I feel like as much as people listen, I'm like, sometimes I'm like, okay. Is this, am I gonna be stagnant? Like, I always just doubt myself. Like, why am I even doing this? I'm chasing this big dream. I don't even know if I'm gonna achieve it. But that's the beauty of life. We find peace in these small things. The beauty of life, we live in the unknown. That is the beauty of life, living in the unknown. So saying, you know what is going to happen in the future. We wouldn't have worked hard. Yep. So yeah, anyway, guys, I don't want to talk so much today. This was just a random AF episode of taking the leap. I need to start watching the Olympics, but the Olympics are going on. I need to start. I've not been watching the Olympics, but now I want to start because I was like, no, everything was paused until I finished The Vampire Diaries. That's me. Like, I haven't been watching any YouTube, anything, even listening to any podcast until I was like, no. My life was on a standstill until I finished watching Vampire Diaries. Okay, I'm obsessed. I'm going to repeat that show again after some time. Like, now I'm just talking those actors. I'm like just checking out and how, of course, they finished filming this film, like, I don't know, 7 years ago, 2017. It ended in 2017. And now I'm just looking at their life right now and how years later, 15 years down the line, this show is still part of their life. It's still, and this show is still, like, even they still speak about it. Like, I'm watching their interviews, Kina Ian, the Ian and the actors, Nina and the others, Kina Damon. I'm watching the interviews currently and they're speaking how this show was a big part of their life. Like, it was in the Iluatoa block. Like, just one thing, one show, like one dream. Just chasing one dream can, like, that's what I was getting. Chasing one dream, being part of something big can change your entire life. That's why I continue uploading my pod. I owe it to myself. I owe that much to myself, to show up for myself. I owe myself that, to show up. Like, I was feeling like, now why do I even keep, who sent me? Sometimes I'm thinking, who sent me to start, who told me? Like, why did I, normally in church, I start uploading episodes on Wednesday and Friday. Like, on Wednesday and Sunday, 2 episodes a week, I'm just a solo podcast. Who told me? And then I'm like, no, you can't stop now. You owe that to yourself. I owe this to myself. To be disciplined, to keep showing up for myself. To do what, to be, accountable to the pod, to the speakers. To be accountable to myself. I owe this to myself. So that dream you're chasing, that dream you're always doubting yourself about, that thing you've always, that's deep down. There's a quote. Like, hi, I need to find that quote. It is very powerful. Like, those ideas that come to you daily, stop putting off those ideas that come to you daily. That dream that you're chasing, I know you may feel like, you know, at a point in life, you just ask yourself, is it worth it? Why am I even doing this? You feel like you're hopeless. You're not going to achieve it. You don't even see any hopes of achieving that dream. But chase. Take it from me. It's going to be worth it someday. Just keep chasing. Take that big leap. Take that leap. Me, I'm always like, sometimes I admire my confidence. And like, it takes a lot for you to show up, put yourself on social media looking for votes. Like, vote for my podcast. It ain't easy, guys. Someone's like, okay, this girl. So it's not easy. And I'm alone. I don't have a team. But honestly, now I don't even have a team behind the pod. I remember when I in Kisumu, I used to have a team. I used to have producers and all that. But now I feel like I'm starting this podcasting journey alone again. Like, it has been a hell of a ride. There's a time I had people along the way. Now I'm like currently doing this alone. I'm recording, I'm not doing the editing alone, everything. The ideas, all ideas I have, it's me, like, it's on me. Everything is on me, bro. And it's hectic. But I gotta keep chasing. I have to take the leap. I have to show up, bro. I have to. So from me to you, my speaker, chase your dream. Sis. Bro, like, show up for yourself. You owe that to yourself. You owe that much to yourself. Show up. Don't strive to live just a boring, normal life, normal routine life. want to be part of something bigger than yourself. You owe yourself that much. Yeah, you owe yourself that much. So I hope you guys have learned something from the pod, from this episode 69. Road to 100 episodes, guys. So submit your stories. So check out social media for the announcement, for the official poster, for the official announcement of what's your unspoken story, the series. I'm so excited. Even when I say it loud, I'm like, it feels so good. Be part of something. And I want this series to be big. I want to collect stories, impactful stories from across the country. Even if I can't get in other countries, we are digital now. I can record with someone who is even in a different country. I'm going to share it widely. Share, if you are listening to this, share with people in your circle just to submit their story, submit their details, and I'll come to you. I'll organize and be coming to that person and record your unspoken story. Because unspoken is bigger than me now. I want it to be bigger than me. I want to tell one story, impact life, one podcast, one story at a time. Yeah. So I hope you learned something from this episode. Yep. And I'm going to see you on the next episode on Wednesday. Okay. Keep safe. Love you. Bye-bye. And remember, take that leap. Take that leap and chase that dream.